provide you the provision the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing the provision and the risk to the birds, right? تَغْدُو خِسَامًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. It goes out from its nest in the morning with empty stomach, but it comes back and returns back to the nest with the full stomach. Now, as I said, this is the Darul Asbab. We have to take the means. Someone says, no, I have tawakkul on Allah, I will sit at home and Allah will provide me the risk. Allah has promised me. Inna Allahu Razzaqu Zul Quwwatil Matin. I don't have to work. I have tawakkul. My tawakkul is very solid, very strong. I don't need to work. No. If there is no haraka, there is no baraka. You have to move it. You have to do action. Tawakkul is the perception, not the action. It's not against the action. It's the way, it's your mindset. It's a spiritual, you know, understanding that everything happens through the will and kudrat of Allah. But I was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use the means. If the birds remains inside the nest, doesn't go out of the nest, and claims I have tawakkul on Allah, is going to die inside the nest hungry. Why? He didn't make any haraka. Yes, Allah is the provider. But the command of Allah, he has to leave the nest in the early morning in order to get his sustenance and its risk. Likewise, a person is sick, he says, no, I don't go to the doctor, I have tawakkul. Allah will grant me cure. Allah has power over everything. I don't have to go to the doctor. I do not have to take any medicine. No. Yes, there is a tawakkul. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. Whenever I get sick, is the only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who grants me the cure. But Allah has commanded to use the means. Tie your camel and then have trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is called tawakkul. Right? If you don't use the medicine, then you're not going to get cured. You will die in that disease, in that illness. You have to take the asbab. You have to do your best and then rely on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is one beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, ihris ala man yanfa'uka wasta'in billah wala ta'jiz. Beautiful hadith. We have to understand. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, be eager to obtain what is beneficial for you. Be eager. Try your best to get it, whatever you think is beneficial for you. And then seek Allah's help in process of getting or obtaining that thing which you think is beneficial to you. Istain billah. And that's why in every rakat of the salat, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Isti'ana. Seeking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is required. It's essential. It's important. Right? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't sit home. Don't be idle. Don't be lazy. That is not the meaning of tawakkul. You sit home and you don't work. You have to try your best. And then, ihris ala ma yanfa'uk. You must eager to obtain what is beneficial for you and seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala ta'jiz. And don't give up. Don't be weak. You try all the efforts. And after trying all these things, then if you cannot get it, then think. Don't be disheartened. See, qaddar Allah wa ma yasha'u fa'al. It was the fate, it was the taqdeer, it was the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it was a decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was not destined for me. It was not destined for me. It was not in my taqdeer. That's why I did not get it. But until the last point, our duty, our job is to work hard, to strive to get it. My brothers, you know, you see the in the incident of Anbiya alayhi salam, like when Musa alayhi salam was, you know, fleeing from the Egypt with Bani Israel from the Cairo, and there is a Red Sea in front of him, there is a Fir'aun with his own army is behind him, right? So Bani Israel was panicked. They started blaming, accusing Musa alayhi salam. Oh Musa, look what you did with us. You made a sandwich. We are stuck in between. We cannot cross the Red Sea. We cannot go back because the Fir'aun and his army is behind us. Both way, our mouth, our death is just waiting for us. There is no way out. There is no way out. They became hopeless. But that was the iman of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Immediately, without hesitation, he said, "Kalla, inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdeen." Never, ever. My Allah is with me, and He will guide me. He will show me the way out. He will solve this problem. That is called tawakkul. Because Musa alayhi salam left Cairo with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't go by his own plan. That was the wahi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam that early morning or late night you must leave with Bani Israel. And that's why he left. He followed the command of Allah. So he had a full conviction and tawakkul, because I am following the command of Allah, Allah will not make me destroy. And exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam, strike onto the water. Now logically, if you go to the Sacramento River or go to the Folsom Lake and start, you know, striking with the stick onto the water, it's not going to split. It will never split. It is not logic, right? But at that particular time, Allah wanted to show His Qudrat and power. Allah can do anything. If you rely, if you trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will show you the path. What happened with the one strike? There's the 12 paths in the water. Water split. And they all passed through Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel safely. So that is the tawakkul. First, we have to use the asbab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to strike with the stick onto the water. Allah could save them without striking on the water. Allah has power over everything. But Allah wants to teach us the lesson. First, use the asbab. Use the means. Then you will see the path. Same thing when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was migrating from Makkah Mukarramah to Madina Munawwara, and he was hiding in the cave of Thor. What happened? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said, "I was so scared I could see the mushrikeen were on the mouth of the cave. I say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if one of them will look down onto the lakes, they will find us. There is no way out. In the cave, there was no exit, there was no door or window over there to escape from there. They were stuck in the cave." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with full conviction said, "Thani say, idhuma fil ghar, idh yaqulu li sahibi la tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had that iman, tawakkul, conviction, reliance on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he said, "I migrated not with my will. I left Makkah because of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has commanded me to migrate. I am following His instruction. I am following His command. Whatever will happen, Allah will protect us." And he said, "La tahzan, don't worry. Allah is with us. Allah's power, His Qudrat is with us." And what happened? Allah there also used the asbab and taught us the lesson, my brothers, that Allah made one pigeon to lay an egg over there, or commanded the spider to win the spider web over there. He could have protect Abu Bakr Siddiq and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without spider web, without the eggs of the pigeon. It is in his Qudrat and power. He doesn't need any asbab. He can work without asbab, beyond asbab. But this world is darul asbab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used that feeble excuses. Oh, there was a spider web, that's why they were protected. Or there were the eggs of the pigeon, that's why they were protected. You know, some sins, some asbab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilized. you know, in the Abraha, when he attacked on the Kaabatullah, there are so many incidents. Allah could protect Kaabatullah from Abraha without the Ababil, but he used it as bab, small little birds, insignificant, and little pebbles in their mouth, right? And with that, Allah Ta'ala destroyed all the army of the Abraha with the elephants and everything. But he used the asbab, right? So this is the lesson, my brothers. We should try and utilize all the asbab in our hands and then rely not on the asbab. Oh, I did this, that's why I was successful, or I was smart enough, this was my knowledge, this was my experience, this was my, you know, wealth, or this or that, that's why I became successful. No. Don't depend and rely on asbab. Don't boast on your ability or your knowledge or your asbab or strength. Rely on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but use the asbab and then rely and trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.